Right now, before we get to the Ranch Report with Todd Archer, what we want to do is visit with the fellow who's doing traffic with us this week. Now, you all know him. He's been on here numerous times before. Always interesting to visit with the great Doyle King.
That's right.
Hi, Doyle.
Thank you, Mike.
How's it going?
A guy named Snake.
Yeah.
That snake fell off.
All right, so Doyle walks in the other day, wishes us all a happy new year.
Yeah.
Which we reciprocate.
Happy new year to you too, Doyle.
Yes, happy new year.
We reciprocate, and he goes, what'd you do on New Year's Eve? And I didn't do anything. What'd you do, Doyle?
I got married.
And I was like, what? I thought you already were married.
Well, I was, kind of.
And I was like, stop right there.
Kinda.
Stop right there. I don't want to know another damn thing. We're going to hash this out over the air.
Not only did we stop him down then, we made this proprietary to our show.
Right.
Yes.
So, Doyle, now, I don't know why we first got you on the air. Was it your crack admission? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it had to do with the interview from the morning show.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
The Musers got him on. I don't think they had any idea who Doyle was. Of course, now I do, but they didn't. And they
stole that. They heard that you wanted to have me on, and they usurped you.
Yeah, and we made sure that didn't happen this time.
Yes, you did. I like you guys better anyway.
Thank you.
But Doyle and I, you know,
Lord.
Oh, well, I do.
We're better people.
Yeah.
Flat out.
Yeah.
Just better guys.
You're real.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, they had him on first, and we got him on, and on we go.
We fell in love with him.
Yeah. I mean, just about every time he's been in here for a few days, we always get him in here just to see what's going on.
He's our own little crack pipe.
But I must say, Doyle, you outdid yourself. You caused a major stop down in here with your New Year's Eve exploits. So would you like to fill in the blanks a little bit?
Sure. Let's go back about 22 years ago or so, because that's when my wife and I got married.
Right.
The first time down at Poor David's Pub, Rusty Weir concert. That
right.
was fun.
Were you on acid or something?
No.
Okay.
Not that night.
Okay.
Ask me about when we went to the Irish Festival at Fair Park, though, sometime. Okay.
Okay.
So, 22 years ago, fired from Q102.
Sure.
Well, that's another story. But at any rate, I'd had an accident in my truck after my first wife and I had separated. My insurance was paid up through the year. She cancels my insurance. I have a wreck. I've got no truck. I got a lawsuit filed on me. You know, they suspended my driver's license because I couldn't pay because I wasn't working. Didn't have a driver's license. Had to get a driver's license. So I go down and I get a fake driver's license so I can drive a truck.
Right.
And that's the driver's license, the only one that I had, a form of ID that we used for our original marriage certificate to get our marriage license. So that's what we got married under.
You got married with a fake ID?
Yes.
Would you go to Vicon Village and
said
you're from Oklahoma?
Well, it was actually a real driver's license, but it was a fake name.
You had a fake name?
Yes.
Would you use somebody else's birth certificate?
Yeah.
Who were you? Like Otis Birdsong or something?
I might not should say.
Come on.
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay.
Did you ever see a guy with a fake head?
So my wife and I are married, and it was my dad's certificate.
Oh, okay.
You know, we just changed the date and stuff. Yeah, you know, but anyway, so we got married under the fake driver's license. It's our 20-year reunion on New Year's Eve, and we want to get married. So we go down to the courthouse, and we get another marriage license, and the lady behind the counter steps out from behind the counter and asks me, you got married with a fake? You presented false documents to get your marriage license? And I'm going, uh-oh.
You told him this? You said, look, we had a little ruse going 20 years ago.
Why, yeah, that's why she...
You're making small talk.
It's 20 years ago.
Let it go. Yeah. Who cares?
Wasn't like you were the Unabomber.
She grabs me by the arm and says, you need to come with me. And I went, oops.
Oh.
Shoot. But she said, "Oh, I'm just kidding."
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now onto the marriage. My daughter and my son had planned a big deal. They've set up the garage. They've hung Christmas lights all over. They built a bar. You know, they know how I love to drink.
Sure.
And how my wife loves to drink. So we get there about 10:30 or so after eating at Bob's.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. It was nice. It was great. They got great food there, man.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'm stuffed to the gills. Brr. Brr. Beef. It's what's for dinner. So we get there about 10:30 or so, and Jeremy steps behind the bar, a friend of ours, and he pours tequila shots.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife has one. I'm not drinking tequila. My stomach won't let me.
Sure.
Besides that, I'm full as a tick, man. She has a shot. She has another shot. You know, we get ready for the marriage. We have the ceremony there. We get remarried legally this time under real names. And
in your garage.
And, in my son's garage.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another shot of tequila. My wife does. My daughter's there, and she's pouring. And then we have another shot of tequila.
Now, how old are you and your wife right now?
No, this is last New Year's Eve.
I'm asking, how old
53.
Are you now? And she's the same age?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So I tug on her and I say, "Hun, you know, I think that's probably enough. You know, four shots." She doesn't drink. You know?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So Teresa's over there, my daughter. She's pouring shots every 15 minutes, man. So Connie has another shot, and I'm seeing my honeymoon go down the drain at this point.
Yeah.
I can tell that if she has another drink or two, there's no freaking way I'm going to get lucky. It's our honeymoon.
Where is your honeymoon going to take place?
We're at our house.
Okay.
You know, we weren't going anywhere. Yeah. I had a big trip to San Antonio planned.
Uh-oh.
But she suggested that we get remarried legally. And I said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Renew our vows and everything. So she has yet another shot. Like I say, every 15 minutes, Teresa is pouring another drink.
For a woman who does not drink.
Right.
Mm.
Now we're up to about 7 drinks.
Whoa!
It's 2 o'clock in the morning or so, and one for the road.
Oh, no.
Fine. I mean, there's no way that I'm going to get taken care of.
Yeah.
None. Writing is on the wall.
Right.
So she has another one. We step out front, make a circle, have a smoke, head home. We're on I-20 coming from Mansfield back to Grand Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Along about Carrier Parkway, she starts tapping on my leg.
Uh-oh.
If I tell you, you need to pull over.
Oh, no.
Damn it! So she taps a little bit more. I don't get pulled over. We get to Beltline. We're about a block from the house. And I take off. And she goes, "Oh." Pull up into the driveway. She gets the door open and stands there and begins to puke.
Mm.
Success. That's the whole point, right?
And she pukes.
Right.
And pukes. And I unload the truck, and I've gone over. Can I get you anything?
She's sitting on the driveway puking.
No, she's standing, holding the truck door, holding her up, just standing there puking.
Mm.
I'm going, "Oh, honey." Yeah. I unload all the stuff from the truck, wedding presents and everything, get them in. She's still standing out there. I grab hold of her. And say, "Can you make it in the house? Come on, let's go in the house."
You didn't think that this may be your only chance, her being conscious, use her pants down or something?
Good Lord.
Have you ever done that? With a puking girl? Oh, snake. Oh. Anyway, we get into the house, and she stands over the toilet for about 30 minutes, and I get her a wet washcloth and all of that, and try to get her cleaned up some. She's got puke all over her pantyhose, all over her shoes. Gotta get her, get her undressed. Then she sits down.
On the pot?
On the pot, with the trash can in front of her. And continues to puke.
Good God.
This goes on for about 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't drink. Man, she had She probably had 10 shots of tequila in 2.5 hours.
That's bad.
So,
I can't even do that, Doyle.
I didn't even try. I had a couple of glasses of champagne. I was trying to stay lucid and have a wonder, show her a wonderful honeymoon.
Right, right.
You know? And she's in there.
Well, what came up first, the carrot or the ribeye?
Oh, God. There were carrots in the driveway, man, when I had to wash them down the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. She said when I got down to the rice, that's what she had for lunch.
Oh, God.
She knew it was going to be bad.
Ooh.
But anyway, she's sitting there.
Doyle.
Hands in her head in her hands going, oh, God, why did I do this? I should have listened to you. So I help her into bed, take the trash can over there with her, and finally she lays down and passes out.
And that's when you have fun.
Right?
Right?
That's what you do, Dan. Ooh. Oh, dead fish.
So I bet she woke up with a wonderful feeling in her head, didn't she?
Oh, it took her a couple of days to get over this. It really did. But that was my wonderful honeymoon and my 20-year marriage.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry that didn't go any better for you.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. I think...
she owes you one.
I think it was on our 10th anniversary that I pulled one of those. It might have been the 5th. We went back to see Rusty Weir at a show he was doing outside of Austin. And he and I shared a bottle of tequila on stage in between sets. And we ended up at this sleazebag motel because I wouldn't pay the price, you know. I went to the 1995 place and we were on the bottom floor. Somebody's playing with a ball and a dog upstairs and selling crack.
Yeah, they tend to stay up all night in those
places. This is post-crack Doyle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And all night long, thump, 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 up the stairs. You hear the ball. Thump, 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 blah, 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 goes the dog. Brings the ball back. And then somebody else goes upstairs and downstairs. We ended up pulling out of the place about 5 in the morning coming home. But it was one of those nights. But anyway, so there was my happy anniversary in New Year's Eve 2009.
Wow. That's quite a story.
Tell it again.
Well done, Doyle. Well done.
I'm sorry it didn't go any better for you, but I trust everything's all right now.
I was too.
Now, have you gotten lucky? Have you told her you wanted to celebrate and you gotten lucky?
Oh,
yet?
Well, yeah. You know, I gave her a couple of days to recuperate.
Right.
We had a good old time.
Okay.
We still got it. We still got it.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Because I don't.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, man. How long have you been married?
Oh, it's nothing to do with the marriage. It's just me. I'm impotent.
That's too bad.
You need to do what Quagmire did to your ding-dong.
Let's just talk. Nick! Oh! Nick! Oh!
We've already tried that once on this show, and it didn't work.
No. Gotta go.
All right, Doyle. I'm good sorry Lord. Things didn't work out better, but it sounds like in the end it all did. So
that's
good, man. Thanks, pal. We appreciate you. All right. That is a Doyle King minute there. We'll have a Todd Archer minute with the Ranch Report next.